Hello and welcome to the One of One podcast presented by 101 Pieces Publishing. It's me, Anthony Milton, A.R. Milton. If you're here because you read my books, Anthony, if you know me. Just want to thank you all again for joining me for another day, another story reading from the Augmented Reality series that's ongoing currently on this pod. I finished writing it on 101pieces.net if you would like to read along on the various parts or go back and see if you missed anything. Please go to the website, sign up, so you can chat it up with me, other members, post comments on the stories themselves, ask questions. Man, let's start a community, you know, for people who love storytelling, man. Let's do that. Got some news. Next week, I will be on Thursday, February 20th. I will be a part of a virtual panel for the Central Rappahannock Library System called Behind the Page. Me and three other authors will be discussing how we write about our books and answering various questions. So just if you follow me on Instagram, Twitter, or X, whatever you call it, I'll update with the link once that day gets closer. I also have a author signing February 22nd at the Barnes & Noble in Potomac Yard, February 22nd, 12 to 4. It's a Black History Month event with me and some more other authors as well. Sorry, I don't have the names for you right now, but I will update that on my socials once we get closer. So today, the story I will be continuing is AR of Many Nations, VTE Log File 4. Where we left off, Karina was making her way through her memories as well as the remains of the old ARA building. And hey, if you've read Axiom, you're like, the ARA? In this story? Oh, what? Or I hope you're like that, because I know I was like that when I wrote it. I was like, what's going on here? So her going through the barren remains of the ARA while getting her memory back due to traces of what we are seeing, some golden clustered mineral. I think we'll find out what that is in this next part. So without further delay, AR Part 3 of Many Nations, VTE Log File 4. How do you feel? Javier asked as he inched out of the shadows. With the new mind locked in the present moment, Karina wasn't sure she could verbalize this restorative sensation. She felt the invisible shackles of the conversion signal interlocked around her brain dissolve away. She looked around the dim remains of the ARA laboratory and then back at the stranger standing in front of her. His face matched the one she now remembers of her father's photos during his early days in the Navy.
Oh my God, Javier, where have I been?
And a lifetime of stolen memories returned with a flood of tears. Old information pierced her brain, forcing her to perceive it as new. The agonizing upload and comprehension of that knowledge sent Karina crashing to the floor. Javier clutched Karina before she fell to the ground, grasping her head with two hands like a basketball. It's okay, sis. I got you. It'll be over soon. Then you'll be able to stand on your own again. Through the ringing, drilling between her temples, Karina thought to herself, how long has she not stood on her own? So much had been taken from her. Time, family, passions and love, all because of the conversion, 10 years of her free will being cross-checked by the protocols of the EIE. When to wake up, brush her teeth, drink a cup of water for proper hydration. Important to keep the conductive properties of the body high for the perpetual energy transmitted through the VTE bandwidth bracelet. Do your part to power the VTE devices within your range. Yeah, she's heard that whisper plenty of times within her temples. Even her job wasting away baking damn pastries for 10 years. An insult to the ambition and intelligence instilled with her long before the EIE existed. The best way to tame a mind like Karina's was to put her in a kitchen, far away from a lab. Karina pressed her hands into the cold floor to lift herself up as Javier watched with hovering hands like a spotter in a gym. How? Javier, how did you survive for so long? Where's Mom? Dad? Karina belched out while embracing her brother with a bear hug. She held Javier so tight he gasped for air to answer. Sorry, Karina said, unclenching her vice-grip fingers. Well, it's the simplest explanation out of all I'm about to tell you. I'm an incompatible. I figured that, Javi. How did you survive the last 10 years? You were just a child when I... Karina paused, remembering the day she last saw her brother's face with eyes governed by her own will and not synced with the EIE's instructions. Another downpour of tears built up at the base of her eyes. She left him at the ARA all those years ago. The day she fulfilled the promise to bring Javier to work after showing him the lab that afternoon happened to be VT's Inferno Day celebration, the Conversion Zero Day. Scenes from the streets were chaotic with incompatibles being hunted down on live TV, but no inspectors stepped foot near the ARA for weeks. The building came equipped with a shelter and a pantry for planned catastrophes, so Karina, Javier, and a dozen other people took shelter. Once the food ran low, volunteers needed to go out into the city and search for food or help. Karina, one of the first to raise her hand, believed she could solve any problem that would arise and make it back safe. Without understanding the mechanics of the conversion signal, she was one of the first to get converted when she stepped outside of the ARA's walls. It's okay, sis. I made it. That's all that matters. But your discovery had a lot to do with it. What do you mean? Karina asked, wiping the rising tide of tears taped in her eyelids. The Axiom mineral completely blocks the conversion signal. It's powerful enough to even separate a converted human from the EIE while in proximity, or in some cases permanently, or even hide a building, if there's enough under its soil. What do you mean by permanently? Javier turned his attention to the tables behind Karina. He walked around her, mumbling words to himself that sounded like, "Where'd I put those again?" As he flipped through notes, Karina assumed all to be her own. "I've had to continue what you started, though, to see the extent of the effects of the mineral over the years, on plants, as you saw in front of the ARA. Wait till you see the garden out back. And about a couple years ago is when I started human trials." Javier finished, passing Karina a handful of notes. Some words were more scribbles than legible, but the constant that resurfaced through the pages as she flipped through highlighted the efficiency of the Axiom mineral between all ages and gender. Definitions regarding the converted and incompatibles were self-explanatory, but other pages unveiled two new concepts for Karina to consider: reverted and transfigured. What do these findings mean? The question tickled a piece of Karina's brain, happy to be free in her old house of worship. Reverted is a state of being after a converted human has been separated from the EIE with the use of the Axiom mineral. The downside of a reversion, however, relies on the proximity of the converted from the Axiom mineral. This can only be manipulated by the amount of Axiom used to nullify the conversion signal. the larger quantity, the stronger the nullification. But the chances of a reversion holding are 50-50. How's that even possible if the conversion signal's being blocked? Fear, Javier answered. His head swayed in disapproval, shifting from the shadows to the illumination of the portable lights. What do you mean, fear? The people who couldn't handle the reversion were afraid. Afraid of what? Being separated from the EIE. Karina's hand clasped into a fist, almost crumbling 10 years worth of research. A free mind guided the brushstrokes of her imagination, depicting the EIE latching onto her consciousness once more, and the suffocating bondage it entailed. It hurt to think some would be helpless without it. They couldn't handle the freedom of their own will returning back to them, Javier continued. Almost as if they forfeited themselves to the EIE long before the conversion. VTE was already in everyone on the planet's pockets. It's not hard to believe they were in some of the hearts and minds of people too, especially after seeing it. Karina wanted to ask what a failed reversion looked like, but her mind's eye painted the picture for her. A woman her age, on a usual path home from a long day, doing the EIE's bidding until an unsuspecting stranger, clad in black, throws a sack of axiom minerals tied to a string around your neck, instantly cutting you off from the EIE, thus making you invisible to the unified network. After passing out from literal shock, you are dragged back to the ARA only to wake up with a hysterical panic attack. Some kicked and screamed so much I had to restrain them. Others cried for hours until they caused themselves to pass out. Men and women of all ages who failed to be reverted begged for the EIE to take them back. It was as if they thought they had been forsaken. Javier spoke aloud, as if he read Karina's thoughts. Were you able to reconnect them? Reverse the failed reversions, I mean? Karina asked. Javier looked at Karina with eyes hardened over the years. Not all of them. Some of them were too hysterical, it fried their brains. Even when I took them away from the mineral and up to Eden Gardens Park downtown to drop them off, they still didn't reconnect to the EIE. VTE Butterfly Jones picked them up immediately because of their new status as perceived incompatibles out in the open. So I started putting them out of their misery here. You're the explanation behind people around Cardinal Wood disconnecting from the EIE, Karina said, wide-eyed in a eureka moment. My coworker was raving about you this morning. The EIE is after you, you know. Karina found the strength to say after getting over the hurdle of her brother's mercy killings. The mineral negates the signal and turns the user into a ghost at the same time. No one connected to the EIE can see you, not even the EIE and its devices, Javier answered. That's how I could move undetected for so long. So what effect has the mineral had on me? Karina said, setting down the crumbled notes. I'll explain, but first let me show you the garden out back. To be continued. Okay now. There we go. Had a little family reunion. Karina had her memories brought back to her thanks to the Axiom mineral. Shout out to Javier, her brother, surviving for 10 years during the conversion as an incompatible at that. Finishing his sister's research. Hey, man. This story's getting kind of hot. I don't know about y'all, but I can't wait to finish it. I wish I had a place I can go read it ahead of time. Whoa, what do you know? That exists on 101pieces.net/pens with bullets. Check it out. The AR short story. In its multiple parts. If you want to go ahead, see where the story takes us, be my guest. You know, drop comments, leave a review, or you can just wait and hear from me next week, because I will be back to continue the story. Thank you all for joining me. Hope you all have a blessed week. And, you know, get after them dreams and goals, y'all. Be blessed. Peace.